Welcome back. Now let's meet the candidates for seat G. First of all, Dave Bronson, Billy Ray Powers, and L.V. Gray Jackson. We'll have opening statements of 30 seconds, starting with Dave Bronson.
Just want to thank KAKM for this opportunity. It's a great venue. I'm running for Anchorage Assembly because I think, frankly, we're on an unsustainable spending trajectory right now. I don't think we can keep spending as we are and keep doing the things that we need to do. We need to triage essentially this fiscal crisis that we're facing and get our spending under control and then look at other forms of or other means to generate revenue. That's why I'm running for this seat.
Thank you, sir. Billy Ray Powers.
Hello. Yes, a nice venue it is. I hope that they don't cut public broadcasting funds like they're talking about doing. I'm a father of seven. That's what I'm most proud of in this life. I've lived here over 50 years. I would like it to be a place that my kids would want to spend 50 years. And the way our taxes are right now, I don't think they'll even be able to afford a house, much less pay the taxes. That's why I'm running.
Okay, L.V. Gray Jackson, the incumbent.
Why, thank you. I've lived in Anchorage for 29 years, and I raised my son here. As an elected official for nearly 3 years, it's been an honor to work for the people of Midtown and Anchorage in this capacity. I've responded to over 3,000 emails and phone calls, and I've worked with my constituents to solve issues from community nuisances to potholes and drainage issues. As chair of the Assembly's Budget and Finance Committee, I drafted the first ever budget work plan, which was used as a tool to find efficiencies and get the work done. I care about this community, and I want to continue to work hard using my 28 years of municipal government experience to maintain a quality of life that everyone deserves. I would be honored to have your vote on April 5th. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's go back to Mr. Powers. Mr. Powers, you said the tax burden is intolerable here. What are you going to do about it?
We're going to have to diversify it, and we're going to have to change the model that we're spending the taxes on. We can find efficiencies, and I mean enormous efficiencies, by changing the model. That's a big topic. Not enough time to speak on that right now. But I would like to get everybody with a little skin in the game. A sales tax would be a much fairer tax.
And would that sales tax have a ceiling? Car dealers are not going to like that, and people sell snow machines.
Well, car dealers don't like it as it is. They're paying property tax.
Okay. Mr. Bronson, your view of the tax burden.
Well, right now our tax burden is resting squarely on the shoulders of the property taxpayers, the homeowners, and frankly that too is unsustainable. We've got ourselves into a predicament where we've got increased spending and frankly spending out of control, and we have and we're taxing our homeowners too much. I speak to a lot of people and they say, you know, I'm 70, 75 years old. I built my house 20, 25, 30 years ago. And I'm on a fixed income. These are middle-class professional people. They're on, and they say, I've got to look at leaving my home and seriously downsizing because I can't afford the taxes. The taxes have just simply gone up too much. I'm not for
a sales. But those same people are getting the senior citizen deduction,
yes,
or discount.
Yes, they are, and they're still struggling under that. So. I'm not for a sales tax at this time. I'm not against it in principle. I'm a big believer in user fees. Whether I use a trailhead parking lot or whatever, I don't mind paying as I go, and a sales tax is a means to do that. However, right now I'm not prone to give a politician a new mechanism for capturing revenue from the citizens of this city. We need, and if I do approve a sales tax or vote for one if I'm elected, frankly it's got to be written into the charter that it's dollar for dollar reduction against the property tax.
Okay, let's go to the incumbent, L.V. Gray Jackson. You've seen our taxes up close. You've been a member of the Assembly. First of all, are they fair?
Well, I've been working with my constituents now for nearly 3 years, and I've been knocking on doors on a daily basis. And the biggest complaint that I hear, besides public safety, is my property taxes are too high. And I understand that. I'm not sure how this community would feel about a sales tax because it was presented to the community about four times, and the last time, 70% of the members of this community said no, absolutely no. They voted no for sales tax. But I do remember, I was not here, but I know that in 1969, the legislature and the governor set up the Municipal Assistance Program. And that program, it was put in place to provide property tax relief to communities. And I would really like to see our legislators work with the local bodies and the governor to maybe have this happen again. This would be a perfect way to provide property tax relief. I remember when oil was $10 a barrel and we got $50 million in this city. Thank you.
Okay. Billy Ray Powers, should the municipality of Anchorage contribute to the Kinnick Arm, building the Kinnick Arm crossing?
Yes, they should. The talk is that the Kinnick Arm crossing is going to benefit Wasilla. No, the Kinnick Arm crossing is for Anchorage. We need that space, and in fact, I would like to see a stop put to the additions to the port work. I would like to see just a beautiful waterfront and move all that industrial across the Kinnick Arm Bridge and have a more beautiful city, and you know, we could have restaurants, shops, and revitalize our waterfront. It's important property.
Mr. Bronson, we'll go to you. Should the municipality of Anchorage contribute to the Kinnick Arm crossing?
I think if that project ever gets going, I think it's frankly it's a state project. We're the economic Anchorage is the economic engine of this state, whether we like it or not, or some don't like it. So we should contribute our fair share to it, but we got to understand it's a state project, a statewide project. It serves the economic interest of the whole state, as well as Anchorage and the valley. So to that degree, yeah, how much we share, that's up for discussion. I don't know the answer to that.
L.B. Gray Jackson.
Several years have gone by now since the project was first talked about, and I'm continuing to hear my constituents say, no, it just doesn't pencil out. No, we don't want this. So at this point in time, no, I don't think that the municipality should contribute towards this project. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Some local governments, and we'll start with Mr. Bronson here, have attempted to end collective bargaining, and some states as well. Would you like to see an end to collective bargaining given the controversy over salaries for public workers, collective bargaining for public employees?
Well, many years ago, I think it was FDR warned us against unionization of public employees, especially federal government employees. That said, I have to admit, I'm a card-carrying union member, and I have to be.
Do you mind telling us what union you're in?
Airline Pilots Association. I'm not against collective bargaining for anyone. Frankly, I think everyone has a right to collectively bargain. The problem is in the electoral process, we have collective bargaining units which are frankly controlling how much they are getting paid because they're putting in office those elected officials which determine their pay. And I guess the prime example, frankly, and unfortunately, is the local school district. Too many of the Anchorage School District are, their elections are financed and frankly controlled by teachers unions. And that's turned out to be problematic. But do I think they should...
Are you talking about candidates for the school board or the candidates for the assembly?
Board.
Okay.
Yes. So I think that's a problem, and it needs to be dealt with, whether it's campaign finance reform. I simply don't know. But we need to get control of the process because we can see the spending problems that are coming as a consequence of those union relationships with elected officials.
L.B. Gray Jackson?
Absolutely not. I think what is happening in Wisconsin is a working person's worst nightmare. These are people who provide the services for the citizens who live in our community. And through their negotiations, they're able to get a decent salary and decent benefits to provide for their families and contribute to this economy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Billy Ray Powers, let's go back to you. Is police protection adequate in Anchorage? If not, what changes would you make?
Police protection is, I don't feel, adequate. And the changes I would make are part of this union, police union issue. We have patrolmen that are making $267,000 a year. These are senior guys that are gaming the system, what
well,
they
do. Well,
presumably
that's with overtime and somebody approved it.
Yeah, somebody approves it because if you're the senior officer, you have the choice of any and all overtime. So the senior officer, in his last 3 years, he works any and all overtime. He works every donut shift he can work so that he can, because his retirement is averaged off of his last 3 years. So by making $267,000 with a lot of overtime, he, for practical purposes, can double his retirement for life.
L.B. Gray Jackson, you want to take us through that? I assume you don't quite see it the way Mr. Powers
does. No, I'm sorry, I don't. We have a growing community. We no longer have a 2,000 population from the year 2000 of 263,000 people. We have 291,000 people. And with more people comes more issues, in particular, more crime. We have officers that are retiring. We have a very clear shortage of police officers in our community. It's to the point now where some of my constituents simply don't feel safe in this community, and we need to do something about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's go to Mr. Bronson. The Port of Anchorage is in the midst of dock replacement, and it's not going well. It's turned out to be very expensive, and we're not near close to being finished, and hundreds of millions of dollars are needed. What is to be done?
Well, unfortunately, when you get in the middle of a big project where you have to move lots of dirt, there's just times you can't back out of it. You're stuck with what you've got at that point, and you've got to engineer it the best you can. You've got to press forward. Unfortunately for us and probably for the rest of the state, there's a lot of money involved here, as you just mentioned, and we're going to have to come up with that money somehow.
Who's the we here? The state, the federal government, the local taxpayer?
I look at the port as I look at the Kubota project. Frankly, that's the part of that economic engine that that Anchorage is to the rest of the state. This is a state project. It serves all of us well, except for maybe Southeast. I could understand that not much. They don't garner much economic support for that. But certainly the peninsula and the interior and Anchorage, that port's important to everyone.
Okay, L.B. Gray Jackson. When you look around Anchorage, what is the most appealing aspect of this community and the least appealing?
The least appealing is sprawling parking lots all over the place. And the most appealing for me are the mountains. I absolutely love the mountains. They make me feel really good.
Mr. Bronson, most appealing aspect of Anchorage and the least appealing?
Well, you know, a nice midsummer day when the sun is out and it's, you know, getting towards the evening, midnight. You know, late in the day, it's a pretty town. It's green. And when the skies are blue, you know, that's an aesthetic thing. I guess the ugliest thing I would say would be breakup, you know, what we got out there right now.
Is there any place where breakup is pretty?
No, I've lived in northern climates most of my life, and breakup is just something ugly. And unfortunately, and in Anchorage, it seems to last about 3 months.
Well, here the thing that we notice is the gravel is out and everywhere, right?
Yeah, and then when things start drying out and we get into our dry months, April and May, then that gravel will turn into dust and we'll have dust clouds. So it's been bad the last couple of years. But, you know, I'm gone a lot. And, you know, I travel and I come back, and you know, I still get a thrill when I come in over, fly in over Alyeska or come in from down the inlet from Asia. And I see town, and the first thing I usually see is the dome, and I go, you know, this is home. You know, that's what I like.
Thank you. Mr. Powers, should liquor stores be required to card everyone who walks through their doors?
How long has it been since you were carded?
How about last week?
Did you get carded last week?
I put the Safeway.
No, I don't.
No, I didn't mean to pick on any business.
No, I don't believe
I went to a local business.
Anybody that looks like you should not be carded.
I'm just that good looking?
Yeah, I mean, when you're handsome and got a little white hair going, absolutely no card necessary.
Okay. Let's go back to Mr. Bronson. Mr. Bronson, how are you going to vote on the school board school bonds, $70 million worth of school bonds?
I'm going to vote no on all the bonds except for Prop 10. Prop 10, I'm going to support that proposition.
Okay. Evie Jackson, the school bonds?
I'm voting yes on the school bonds. I always do. I don't have a child in the school system, but this is our infrastructure for our children. So I will be voting yes on these school bonds.
Mr. Powers?
I'll be voting no on the school bonds. And it's not that I don't think we should maintain our properties. We really do need to maintain these beautiful properties. However, we don't need to do what is being planned with, destroying a nice small venue, an intimate venue, just so that we can build a bigger venue. There needs to be a change. But I do support taking care of our schools. In this case, I'll vote no.
Okay. Let's go back to Elvie Gray Jackson. How would you tackle the street inebriate problem?
Well, right now, I have a committee that I established over 2 years ago. I was approached by a constituent, and they were upset in the Campbell Park area with inebriates in their area. And what we did was we put together a committee, and the committee is called TBOP, stands for Take Back Our Parks, and we meet once a month, and we have members from the Rescue Mission, police, Parks and Recreation, folks from the community, and we sit and we talk about ways to make the situation better for all of us. We also have a representative, actually, Daryl Hess from the Mayor's Homeless Committee attends our meetings on a regular basis, and everybody gives a report, and we really work together to make the situation better. It'll never go away, but when you embrace and the community and you empower the citizens and you work together with every aspect in this community, you'd be amazed at some of the
improvements. Mr. Bronson, about 30 seconds, and I should note that these include street people and some people who are mentally ill, just not inebriates.
Well, you know, I think we need to take a different tack on this. And frankly, we've got organizations that have been with us for over 100 years, primarily the Salvation Army. And frankly, organizations like that, we need to partner with them, because alcohol abuse isn't a matter of just drinking alcohol out on the street or drinking alcohol and winding up on the street. Drinking alcohol, there's a problem internally. In a person, we need to deal with that more systemically and get down to the core of the problem, whether it be mental illness, depression, or something else.
We're about out of time. I want to thank Billy Ray Powers, incumbent Elvie Gray Jackson, and Dave Bronson for joining us, and we'll be right back with more of Running.